Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Thursday, June 22nd, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today we are joining the White House, where President Biden and Prime Minister Modi of India meet during the Prime Minister's time at the White House, and they are taking remarks from the press. But first, let's hear from President Biden as he welcomes the Prime Minister of India, Prime Minister Modi.
Well, Mr. Prime Minister, thank you for being here and welcome back to the White House. Almost exactly 10 years ago, when I visited Mumbai as Vice President, I emphasized how important it was for India and the United States to continue building a partnership. Small steps at a time. Over that past 10 years, those small steps have transformed into large progress. And today, the partnership between our countries is stronger than it's ever been. We see it in our major defense partnership, now a pillar of Indo-Pacific peace and security structure. We see it in our economic ties and efforts to promote inclusive economic growth for our people and, quite frankly, people all around the world. And we see it in our growing cooperation on a whole range of issues, space, emerging technologies, clean energy, global infrastructure. I want to thank you, Mr. Prime Minister, for your decision to and hosting the G20 this year and focusing the world on the challenges that matter not just to you and I and our countries, but to all of us. I look forward to discussing how we can strengthen our partnership and build a future together worthy of both our peoples, one grounded on democracy, human rights, freedom, and rule of law. So welcome again, Mr. Prime Minister. We have a big agenda to continue to build our progress. Again, step by step, but continue to build.
और विशेष रूप से मैं आपका आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ आज आपने व्हाइट हाउस के द्वार भारतीय समुदाय के लिए खोल दिए और हजारों की तादाद में भारतीय समुदाय अमेरिका भारत की भावी रणनीति के साक्षी बनने के लिए आज हमारे बीच मौजूद थे.
Excellency President Biden, I once again express my heartfelt gratitude to you and to Dr. Jill Biden for the hospitality and the respect that you have shown to me and my delegation, and more importantly, the because you opened the doors of the White House today for the Indian American people, and they were there in thousands to witness the future of our strategic partnership.
और जब भी आपको जहां भी अवसर मिला है आपने हमेशा भारत और अमेरिका के संबंधों के महत्व को बहुत बड़ा बल दिया है, बहुत बड़ी ताकत दी है। और मुझे याद है कि 8 साल पहले यूएस इंडिया बिजनेस काउंसिल को संबोधित करते हुए आपने एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण बात कही थी और आपने कहा था आवर गोल इज टू बिकम इंडिया बेस्ट फ्रेंड। ये आपके शब्द आज भी गूंज रहे हैं। भारत के प्रति आपकी यही व्यक्तिगत प्रतिबद्धता हमें अनेक बोल्ड और महत्वाकांक्षी कदम उठाने के लिए प्रेरित कर रही है। आज भारत अमेरिका स्पेस की ऊंचाइयों से समुद्र की गहराइयों तक एंशियंट कल्चर से लेकर के आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस तक हर क्षेत्र में कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चल रहे हैं।
Your Excellency, you've always been India's friend and a well-wisher for a very long time. And whenever you have got an opportunity, you've always given force and strength to our bilateral relations. Excellency, 8 years ago, while addressing the U.S.-India Business Council, you had said, our goal is to become India's best friend. And it is this personal commitment of yours towards India that is inspiring us to take many bold and ambitious initiatives. Today, India and the U.S. are walking shoulder to shoulder in every field, from the depths of the oceans to the heights of the skies, from ancient culture to artificial intelligence.
Diplomatic drishti se, jab kisi do deshon ke beech sambandhon ki baat ki jati hai, to aksar aupcharik joint statement, working groups aur MOU usi ke daire mein aamtaur par baatchit hoti hai। इसका अपना महत्व है ही, लेकिन भारत और अमेरिका के रिश्तों का असली इंजीन हमारे मजबूत पीपल टू पीपल संबंध है। और इस इंजीन की एक जोश भरी दहाड़ हमने अभी बाहर व्हाइट हाउस के लोन पर भी सुनी है।
एक्सेलेंसी, व्हेनेवर देयर इज टॉक ऑफ रिलेशंस बिटवीन एनी टू कंट्रीज फ्रॉम अ डिप्लोमेटिक पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, पीपल ऑफन टॉक अबाउट सम फॉर्मल जॉइंट स्टेटमेंट्स, वर्किंग ग्रुप्स, MOUs. All these definitely have their own importance, but the real engine of the India-US relationship is our strong people-to-people ties, and we just heard a spirited roar of that engine out on the White House lawn.
Excellency, जैसे आपने कहा, मैं उसे फिर से दोहराना चाहूँगा। आज की तेजी से बदल रही वैश्विक स्थिति में सभी की नजर विश्व के सबसे दो बड़े लोकतांत्रिक देशों पर है, भारत और अमेरिका पर है। मेरा मानना है कि हमारी स्ट्रेटेजिक साझेदारी मानव जाति के कल्याण के लिए, वैश्विक शांति और स्थिरता के लिए, लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों में विश्वास रखने वाली सभी ताकतों के लिए बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है और पहले से कहीं ज्यादा महत्वपूर्ण है। मुझे विश्वास है कि हम मिलकर पूरे विश्व के सामर्थ्य को बढ़ाने में अवश्य सफल होंगे।
Your Excellency, as you said, and I would like to reiterate that in today's rapidly changing global situation, all eyes are on the two largest democracies of the world, India and America. I believe that our strategic partnership is important for welfare of the humankind, global peace and stability, and for all countries believing in democratic values. And this is important than ever before. I am confident that working together, we will be successful in enhancing the strength of the whole world.
आज हमारी बातचीत में हम ऐसे ही कई मुद्दों पर बात करेंगे और अपने स्ट्रेटेजिक संबंधों को नए आयाम से जोड़ेंगे। मैं एक बार फिर आपको आपकी मित्रता के लिए हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ।
We will talk about many such issues today, and we will add new dimensions to our strategic partnership. I once again express my heartfelt gratitude to you for your friendship. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, friend.
And that was President Joe Biden with Prime Minister Narendra Modi of India, here for the third state visit of his presidency. This visit is said to put full display the deep and close partnership between the United States and India. And this statement by the White House says that despite the concerns India's democratic principles have eroded under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, their relationship has been described by President Biden as, quote, one of the most important of this century, unquote, as the U.S. rebalances its foreign policy focus to the Indo-Pacific in the face of an increasingly aggressive China. Just ahead of Prime Minister Modi's visit, President Biden suggested that President Xi Jinping was a, quote, dictator. Tom V. Madden, the director of the Indian Project at the Brookings Institution, told ABC News that there is a strategic imperative in the region. Multiple administrations have seen India as a geopolitical counterbalance, an economic alternative, and a democratic contrast to China. President Biden and the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, welcomed Prime Minister Modi to the White House Wednesday evening and hosted him for a private dinner. Today, the two leaders greeted each other warmly on the South Lawn in a welcome featuring marching bands and honor guards, despite rainy weather. Vice President Kamala Harris, the first person of Indian descent in her role, and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff were also there to greet the Prime Minister. President Biden said, "The challenges and opportunities facing the world in this century require that India and the United States work and lead together, and we are." Prime Minister Modi said that the partnership between the United States and India, quote, will be instrumental in enhancing the strength of the whole world. President Biden and Prime Minister Modi met in the Oval Office and held a brief news conference. Prime Minister Modi will later appear on Capitol Hill to address a joint meeting of Congress before a state dinner at the White House tonight, Thursday night. About 400 guests are expected to attend the dinner. And the White House said it will include a plant-based menu and a mixture of American and Indian decor. There will be performances from American violinist Joshua Bell and from Pen Masala, a South Asian a cappella group from the University of Pennsylvania. The last time Prime Minister Modi visited the United States was in 2019. When he appeared alongside former President Donald Trump at a, quote, Howdy Modi rally in Texas, attended by tens of thousands of people. Kenneth Juster, who served as the U.S. ambassador to India during the Trump administration, said he expects a set of, quote, substantive discussions that will take the strategic partnership to the next level, especially in the areas of defense and technology, unquote. Prime Minister Modi's trip to Washington, though, isn't without controversy, as the prime minister has been criticized for a rise in violence against religious minorities, as well as a crackdown on the press and dissenters. According to ABC News reports, some democracy watchdogs have downgraded India's rating in recent years. The U.S.-based Freedom House rated India as, quote, partly free, unquote, in its 2023 report, and the Sweden-based varieties of democracy called India an, quote, electoral autocracy. Richard Rosso, chair of the U.S.-India Policy Studies at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, said of Prime Minister Modi, he's got a mixed record. We do see at times he feels politically weak domestically. He's initiated steps that directly or indirectly seem to stoke the fears of religious intolerance by him and his party. And we've also seen a crackdown on civil society to some extent. Human rights advocates and at least 70 lawmakers have called on President Biden to directly address human rights violations during Prime Minister Modi's visit. President Biden, as he welcomed Prime Minister Modi, took a moment to tout what he said were, quote, core principles, unquote, shared between the two countries, specifically highlighting freedom of speech and religion. President Biden stated, as democracies, we can better tap into the full talent of all of our people and attract investments as true and trusted partners, as leading nations, with our greatest export being the power of our example. Equity under the law, freedom of expression, religious pluralism, diversity of our people. These core principles have endured and evolved even as they face challenges through each of our nation's histories and will fuel our strength, depth, and future. There's also the issue of Russia. India, which has long relied on Russian oil and weapons, has avoided outrightly condemning the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But experts noted Prime Minister Modi's slight change in tone when it comes to Russia's invasion, such as his recent statements on the importance of territorial integrity and sovereignty. Justice said, both Washington and New Delhi understand that they will not necessarily see eye to eye on Russia, but they can discuss that issue candidly with each other and is not going to have a negative impact on their broader strategic partnership. A senior Biden official said the White House would, quote, engage actively with India on issues related to Russia and Ukraine, specifically India's efforts to diversify away from Russian military equipment. Talks between President Biden and Prime Minister Modi are also expected to include trade, climate, and space. The two leaders are expected to announce a joint space mission, investments in semiconductor technology in India, a commitment from India to purchase drones from the United States, and more. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking to the U.S.-India Business Council last week, touted trade between the two nations reached a record $191 billion. Secretary of State Blinken noted the U.S. is India's largest trading partner, and India companies invested more than $40 billion in the United States in IT, pharmaceuticals, and more. Though Justice said he believes there is still more work to do to advance on the trade front, he said, for the world's largest economy, the United States, and its fifth largest economy, India, I believe that their bilateral trade relationship does not fulfill all its potential. I am hoping that the two countries can continue to advance their trade and investment relationship, both bilaterally and regionally, because economic issues are so important in the Indo-Pacific, and China has a robust economic strategy for the region. Prior to landing in Washington, Prime Minister Modi met with Tesla CEO Elon Musk, as well as other business leaders and healthcare experts. He also marked International Day of Yoga by participating in a group session on the lawn of the United Nations headquarters. He said, "Almost every nationality is represented here today, and what an amazing cause to bring us all together, yoga. Yoga means to unite." And that report was from ABC News' reporter Ben Gittleson. And there were crowds that greeted Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi when he arrived in New York June 20th, 2023, a few days ago. So the relationship between President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has an impact on the balance of power and the world trade situation when it comes to relations between the United States, Russia, and China. And as we see, this meeting today has global significance and may signal some advances in economic policies. President Biden continues to reach out and assist in the global strategic alliance building that can perhaps offset current Russian aggression. You've been listening to On Air Daily News for Thursday, June 22nd, 2023. And we invite you to join us every day, Monday through Friday, as we bring you news from across the world, across the nation, across the city, and across the street, wherever you are. We'll bring you news you can use to help you make a difference. I'm Naima Latif. Until tomorrow, we want you to enjoy the rest of your day.